In the summer of 1976, I worked for the U.S. Forest Service in Bonners Ferry, Idaho. And I lived in a little wooden frame house with three other people, Nolan Thornberry and Larry Eldridge and Mary Gallagher. And I remember that summer with a lot of fondness because it was just a good summer for us all. I think just because the four of us got along so well. You know, I don't remember any arguments about who left the dishes in the sink or who didn't clean up the bathroom. We just, our personalities just seemed to mesh. We were all college students working seasonal jobs, and we all got along with each other. There was a stereo someone brought and a turntable and a whole rack of vinyl albums, and there's always music in the house. Nolan and I shared the upstairs, and Larry slept on the couch, and Mary had the only bedroom that was downstairs. Mary, the way I remember Mary is that she had long hair, and she wore a peasant blouse with jeans or denim overalls. That's just sort of the way we did things back then, I guess. She was always bright and cheerful, and she was a warm personality. The way I remember her would be putting a vase of flowers on the table, but then warning me not to knock them over. She was kind of tough. And she was an Irish Catholic girl, and she was very proud of her Irish name, Mary Gallagher. Well, after that summer was over, we all went back to school and moved on to the next thing. We just, on to the next thing. That's the way it always was with me. I was always going on to the next thing. Well, a couple of years ago, I did a search on Facebook for Nolan Thornberry. And it's kind of an unusual name, and he popped right up. And there he was after, 30 years on my Facebook page. Turns out that he is retired from a career in forestry, and he's a pretty gifted amateur landscape photographer. And a few weeks ago, Nolan messaged me. He said, I haven't heard from Mary for a few years, so I looked her up on the internet and I found out that she had died. And he sent me the obituary, and it told me all about her life, that she had finished college, she'd gone to law school, she had defended at-risk children and the elderly. She'd been an advocate for disabled people, which sounds like her. She'd gotten married, she had a daughter, and she'd struggled with breast cancer for 6 years before she died in 2014. So I just stared at the screen trying to take it all in, because in that short time, I had discovered her and learned all about her life, and then she was gone. It was like I had found her and then immediately lost her. And I realized that I was never going to be able to say thank you to her for that summer. I guess I'm one of the 9 former lepers who ran away when Jesus told them to go look for the priest. They had come to Jesus, 10 of them, asking for healing, and Jesus told them to go and show yourselves to the priest, because the priest was the one that would certify that you were able to go back into society and be with your family and live in the village. And they had just taken off, running for the priest, on to the next thing. I wonder if later in life some of those former lepers looked back and thought, I never did thank that Jesus fella for what he did for me. How much we take for granted. We're not aware of it. Jesus was surprised at these 9 former lepers. He says, "Were not 10 healed? The other 9, where are they?" Weren't they raised in good religious homes? Didn't they go to synagogue? I mean, if anybody should know the value of gratitude and thankfulness, shouldn't it be them? Was only one found to return and give thanks to God, and this one a foreigner? I guess sometimes we can learn from people not like us. Well, it made me wonder, what was it about the 10th former leper that made him be grateful? It says, he saw that he was healed and he turned back, praising God, and he prostrated himself in front of Jesus and thanked him. And I think the most important word in there is the word saw. When he saw that he was healed, he turned back. He didn't just see that his skin was healed, but I think he saw himself in a whole new light. I think he saw the world in a whole new light. The poet E.E. Cummings has this wonderful poem about being aware of, you know, the beauty of life and being aware of God. And the last line of the poem says, "Now the eyes of my eyes are opened." In other words, not just seeing, but seeing that we're seeing. Being aware, being mindful. That's the basis of gratitude. You know, awareness is the beginning of gratitude. The first commandment of spirituality is wake up, be aware. Jesus said to the 10th leper, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." That word for well is the same word for whole or for saved. So what he was saying was that salvation had come to him. This is not just a story of healing. This is a conversion story. Life is a gift. And when we become aware of the gift, that's when we become grateful. Awareness is the beginning of gratitude. And gratitude is at the heart of salvation. In traditional language, salvation is gratitude for the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. And the free gift of God is eternal life. It's a gift. So what I hope we'll learn from this gospel passage is awareness. You know, wake up in the morning and greet the day like a child opening a gift. Listen to your heartbeat and feel the blood pulsing through your body and feel the breath come in and go out. And realize, you know, what a miracle life is. Look around at the diversity of human beings, how different they are and yet how similar and how rich experiences we have. You know, look at the fall colors and feel the rain on your face and remember how sweet life is, how short life is. And look at the people in your life, how precious and how beautiful they are. And don't forget to tell them that you love them. Everything is a gift from God. So how can we keep from being grateful? The Beatles have a song called In My Life. It goes like this. There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. Amen.